Welcome to The Vibe You're In
with Michael Santana and Will Molina. Welcome to episode 10.
Episode 10.
Wow, 10 it is.
We got 10 episodes.
10 episodes, 10 weeks.
Just like that.
Just like that. It just keeps going.
It's a big deal.
It is. That's 10 bottles that we have in our storage.
That's right.
From our previous libations that we've endured.
If we continue on this path, how many bottles would we have after 5 years?
I am not going to count that. No. But it's going to be interesting.
I believe we'd have a liquor store.
Probably.
So, because it's number 10,
okay,
we have a special guest, which is not really a guest.
No.
He's like Brother Man.
He's going to be a staple.
He's
here.
Like Brother Man. Martin. Fifth floor.
You know, it's fun to have Evan Silverio of Silverio Insurance one more time. So, Evan's joining us today. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's probably going to be a very interesting... Actually, wait a minute. You know what? This is backed by popular demand because we were told by many people who listen that they're like, oh, you know what? That episode with Evan was really interesting.
From around the world.
Yeah. So, Evan, you have some fans out there. Just to let you know.
I was wondering why I got the call back.
Yeah. Yeah. We saw the stats and we're like, wow. Yeah. This Evan episode, the downloads are incredible.
Yeah.
So, let's get into... Our sponsor for today is...
The sponsor for today is The Enchantment Room.
The Enchantment Room at Home Froggy's Party Pad.
The Vibe You're In.
The Vibe You're In. Our Rufo. He loves it. Look at that. Our Rufo, the place that we call home for this podcast. And the sponsor helps us with...
Mr. Short Fuse.
Thank you, Short Fuse, for making us sound amazing.
Yes, yes, y'all.
So if you love what you've been listening to and you do not want to miss another episode, hit that subscribe button.
Hit that button.
You can listen to us in Spotify.
Apple Podcast.
Audible.
Spreaker.
SoundCloud.
And
now featuring, and because you have been listening, 1,000+ downloads, we are now in... iHeartRadio. Isn't that pretty cool, huh?
I love it.
Thank you, everyone, for the love. If you want to send love and you want to hear something in our episodes, hit us at...
TheVibeYou'reIn@gmail.com.
That's right. So, back to our guest. Well, before that, I almost forgot.
No way.
I'm always ahead of the game on that. Today... We have a libation that we'd like to share with everyone. And Evan is partaking in this libation. It is Ron Zacapa. It's a 23-year-old age Ron from Guatemala. So Ron Zacapa, Evan, what's the process they take to make this delicious rum?
Well, I was reading on the back of the label, it's aged in the cool air of the Guatemalan highlands, 2,300 meters above sea level. So I found that extremely interesting.
That's pretty interesting.
Breathtaking.
I've had this before. I know Michael's had it as well. It is really good. If you want a rum that's really smooth, you know, sometimes rums can be a little sweet. But if you want a really good rum, Ron Zacapa, 23 años.
You can taste the highlands. Yes,
you can taste the highlands. I feel, you know, after
that should be the new slogan.
Right. You can feel the highlands. After Evan explained it, I feel like I'm there.
Yeah.
So thank you for the explanation. That was pretty good.
Have a few more sips. You're going to be there.
Quiet.
You're going to actually.
Yeah, thank you. Forget what Michael said. That's okay.
Up in the sky.
That's okay. So our topic, people want to know. What is today's topic?
Today's topic is direct from the focus group.
Yes.
We had a great focus group.
We did. Shout out to the focus group.
So today's topic is accountability.
Mm.
It's something that the word accountability itself stirs up nervous feelings, would you say, in some people?
I would say so.
Well, it's because it means that their actions would come under scrutiny.
Right.
They end up feeling like they're going to be under a microscope. If they tell people their business, if they come up to them and say, hey, can you, you know, be my accountability partner? And you end up giving people your tasks, your goals, and it feels kind of, you know, you feel vulnerable.
Sure.
Like, do I really want to do this? But we're going to talk about that a little bit and who to choose as your accountability partner, because it's not just anyone. The truth about accountability is that only you can lie to you and let yourself get away with it.
Well, that's true.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, because it's inside of you. No one's going to know what you're thinking or what goals you've set for yourself. And so you'd be lying to yourself if you're saying, oh, I'm going to take care of that. Or, I'm going to do this. And you don't do it.
And you'd be surprised. A lot of people live this way.
Yeah, that's...
They lie to themselves. And then they think they're getting away with it. But actually, if you start measuring results and they're getting the same results over and over, then they're really just doing themselves harm. But if you want to take it to another level, you want to consider an accountability partner.
That makes sense. I know Evan had mentioned something at the focus group with regards to what his take is on accountability. Evan, can you chime in on that?
Yeah, I think, you know, before the accountability partner or even thinking about accountability, you have to think about, like Michael was mentioning earlier, just honesty. But self, right? Honest to yourself. If you cannot be 100% that brutal honesty to yourself, you can't move on to the next level of thinking about accountability, because you will lie, you will cheat on yourself.
Right.
You will convince yourself that you're doing the actions, and now it's somebody else is the reason or the blame that you're not getting the results. Any successful person will tell you that it's the opposite. It's always you. You are as much as in control without ever really being in control, but you have to control as much as you can by putting the accountability on yourself, my own opinion.
That was awesome.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's not, and you touched on a good point, which is the blame game. You know, a lot of people live their life playing the blame game, and it's always someone else's fault. It's their parents' fault. It's their siblings' fault. It's their spouse's fault. It's never their own fault.
It's always someone else's fault.
But the minute you stop and take full responsibility for your life, that's when you're going to start seeing the real change.
I would say so. I mean, that's really the essence of it. And I think people struggle with it. And it's okay, you know, for folks who are listening out there, think of this for a minute. It's okay to feel that way, but certainly you have to be accountable that if you've made a decision in your mind to do something, get it done. Move on and get it done. Don't waste your time. Don't be a procrastinator. Don't say, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Because that's the thing. You're lying to yourself. And so get it done.
And you can get help. I mean, if you consider an accountability partner, this is what they're there to help you do. You know, do away with procrastination and do away with, I think I'll do it tomorrow or next week. No, you're going to get it done now, because that's what your accountability partner is there
for. Let me ask you a question, Michael. For people who are listening, would you think that they have to be accountable first? Because I think that if you don't practice it within you, it'll be tough for you to find an accountability partner to, you know, to help you with that process. So
that's a really good point. So the whole thing about an accountability partner is when you want to up it another level. So if you've already been working on yourself, and if you already know that there's goals that you're reaching, but you want to reach another level, this is something that can help you get to that point.
Okay.
Which would be find an accountability partner. And we're going to talk about, you know, who to find and how to find one in a few. But I want to mention this quote by Bob Proctor. Accountability is the glue that binds commitment to results.
Say that again.
Accountability is the glue that binds commitment to results. And I'll tell you why. Because visible results require unwavering commitment. You have to be committed first. If you're going to do this, you have to commit yourself to say, all right, I'm going to show, say, for example, Will, you're going to be my accountability partner. So tomorrow I'm going to show you a list of tasks.
Oh, shit. Really, me?
Yeah, you.
Okay.
I you know, you're someone I know I like and trust.
Okay.
So I'm going to show you my tasks, and you're going to say, okay, you're going to do these four, and you're going to do it by when, and how are you going to get it done? And I'm going to say, yeah, and I'm going to commit to it.
And I also think that in looking for that individual that's going to hold you accountable, the trust factor is important, because that person can't say to you or ask the right questions to say, okay, this is what you're looking to do. How do you see yourself doing this? I think the right questions to that individual really puts you in that perspective to be accountable for what you're going to do.
This is true.
Because if someone's going to be a yes person,
yep.
Well, how's that going to help you?
Yes, yes, y'all.
Well, yeah, not that part.
Listen, and I'll say it here, but Evan has been my accountability partner in the past, and he is a person that has asked really good questions.
I drink to that.
Drink. Cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
Salud.
And it's important. It's important because it brings out the best in you. It makes you rethink what you're thinking.
Listen, if you're reaching out for an accountability partner, then you are a normal person. You are a person that is that feels like you're failing in your commitments, and you want to do better, right? And I think
so.
That
you're already in that journey.
If you are uber successful, you're not looking for an accountability partner. You feel like you're doing well by yourself.
Right.
If you are in the stage, you are unsatisfied with your present, you know, current situation, and you're trying to excel to another level. And you taking the first step in asking for an accountability partner is the first step, because it's not going to be the reverse. Will cannot come to me and say, hey, I really think you need an accountability. It did not come from me. It has to come
from you.
Right.
Yeah, I'm actually going through that now where someone in my family reached out to me. And she's like, you know, I'm struggling with a few things, and this is what I want to do. And so she has a goal in mind, and it's just, I would say it's something I can help her with. I feel that I could, because I went through the same thing, and I had someone who helped me. I wouldn't call them the accountability partner. They were more a mentor for what I wanted to accomplish. And I guess she's seen that in me. And she reached out to me and she's like, no, would you mentor me? I mean, that's kind of the same thing, but I'm accountable to that. My accountability to her is that she reached out to me and said, hey, I need help. And so we meet, you know, every Tuesday at 7 a.m. And it's basically, you know, me, you know, helping her go through that. So I feel like I'm accountable, and, you know, it's an interesting dynamic, because that's the first time ever someone's reached out to me and says, hey, I need your help.
Right.
And I like you and I trust you. And I know that you'd be able to help me go through this journey. So,
right. So with accountability partners, I mean, they're found everywhere, you know, because the thing with that is that we can easily get into the topic of mastermind groups. And you can be in a mastermind group and you're always trying to be better and better, because we can always be better.
Sure.
I don't care what level you're on. You can always be better. You reach one goal, you want to go for another goal. It's just the way it is. You're not going to reach a goal and then say, that's it, life is over, I'm going to go and lie on a beach for the rest of my life. It's not going to happen. You're lying on that beach, boom, you get hit with another big idea. So here comes these elements that have to come in, and you're like, you know what? You know who would be good for this? Will. So I'm going to call Will. You know who would be good for this? Evan. I'm going to call Evan. So it's like, these are the little things that you use accountability partners for. It doesn't mean it. Accountability partners is not a weakness, and it's not a punishment. It's you trying to be better, and this is a way for you to jump levels. If you have someone that's with you, like, for example, I've had accountability partners in the past. These same people I still mastermind with. Why? Right. Because we study together.
Sure.
We've gotten better together. And the things that I've learned on my own, the things that I've learned in the past, I'm doing it on my own. For example, getting up, you know, crazy early to have those extra hours to do all those other things that I do in the morning. That took an accountability partner to get to that point. Because if you would have left it up to me, I would have still been getting up, you know, at whatever time.
Yeah, the bed is comfortable. And, you know, if you get your leg out of the bed, it's kind of cold.
Yep.
One Evan Silverio said this to me.
I remember that.
That's right. That was that thing. I yes. appreciate that. Yeah. So bring back.
It's a bring back. To, yeah. Well, he said, you know, when you get out of bed, it's really cold and you just want to get back inside. So make sure you wear pajamas to go to bed.
It's the only reason I do.
Said he was wearing pajamas.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah.
So, you know, Michael, it's what I feel is that some people just feel that there's a sense of vulnerability to tell people, you know, to get them to
understand. It is. You open yourself up.
You open yourself up.
And that's why you have to know and like and trust the person.
Right. That's really the key.
Yep. That person, all they really, listen, if you want to step up some levels, that person is there to make sure that you keep your commitment. So if you know and like and trust this person, then you're not going to want to let them down.
That's true.
You know, you opened the door. You said, hey, I'm opening the door to this. These are my tasks. These are my goals. And I want to meet them. And I want us to get together. And you're going to help me get there by me showing up.
Yeah.
Something else that I challenge on the accountability aspect is an assessment. And I know that I mentioned this in the focus group.
Mm-hmm. You did.
Is basically, if you're thinking about getting an accountability partner, if you're really considering saying, I have to test my accountability, my own accountability, right, is I would challenge you to get an assessment done on yourself by somebody else who can give you some of that feedback. So for instance, if you want to do something, go to a knowledgeable person and ask them, not about the idea, because you don't want them to touch on the idea. And I think we talked about this before.
We did.
You don't want them to have influence on that. But what about you? Could they see in you on why you couldn't accomplish that?
Oh, that's great.
This is true.
That's great. Right? Advice.
And that, yeah. And handle that criticism, right? Mm-hmm. Constructive criticism. Take that back and reflect on that.
That's why when you just mentioned that, it's so key that the person that's going to be the chosen accountability partner, you trust them, because if they say something to you or they have a comment or they have a question that makes you uncomfortable, you need to understand they're not challenging you. Well, they are in some respect, but it's a respectful challenge.
Right.
They're trying to help you with the position you gave them.
Right.
You gave them a position of accountability to you. So guess what? They have to poke you. They have to ask the right questions.
Right.
They may make you uncomfortable, and that's okay. That's what you ask for. You ask for someone to say, hey, don't give me the yeses that are going to make me warm and fuzzy. I want you to challenge me. I want you to, you know, take a jab at it. If you have to, don't punch me, but you know, get into it so that I feel that, you know what, I am responsible for what I'm trying to do, and you're helping me go through that. I think that's the biggest thing you can say to the audience.
This is true. Eric Johnson says, I want people in my life that are more interested in my growth than my comfort.
Ooh.
You don't want a yes, yes, y'all, man. Well, I'm the yes, yes, y'all, man.
Yes, yes, y'all.
So you might want me, but not someone that's yes, yesing you to death.
Right.
You will get the yes, yes, y'all if you accomplish through your accountability partner.
Yes, yes,
yes, yes, y'all.
Well, you don't want someone, you don't, what, and to go back to what Will was saying, but you don't want someone that's going to come out across as judgmental, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like they look at your goals or they look at your tasks and like, you know, you want someone that's going to assess it, like Evan is saying, and is going to give you some advice. It's going to give you some, you know, maybe they're seeing something in you that you don't see in yourself. Maybe there's some fears you got to work through. You know, maybe there is that little bit of procrastination that you have to work through.
And remember that the assessor is not necessarily the person who is the accountability partner.
This is true.
So I guess my question is, in my mind, do people have issues finding the accountability partner because they may not have a sphere of influence that they can trust?
That's a great question.
Yeah. So think about that for a minute, because I know there's people who are listening who may be saying, that sounds great. I know the path I have to take, but no one around me personally I can trust that I can say this is where I want to be.
Very good point, but not in today's day and age.
Okay, explain that.
There are several, if not the world might be overpopulated with coaches.
That's true.
Good.
Accountability partners.
Yep. This is true.
And then some people might say, well, what about the financial aspect to that?
Mm-hmm.
It ranges from the smallest to the smallest to the highest to the highest. So really, I would throw that back on somebody and say, just another excuse.
It's okay,
another
good. Excuse. That's what I was trying to get at. Michael, you hear that?
I do. It's the restaurant
of the week.
Yes, yes, y'all.
And so for this week, we have a neighbor.
We do.
Near and dear to us, right under the Enchantment Room, Froggy's Party Pet.
This is true. They're right downstairs.
And the name is?
Balducci's in Salem, New Hampshire.
Yes, yes, y'all. So Balducci's has takeout, which we've indulged in the past.
We have.
Under new management.
It is.
It's completely different than it was before.
So can I just say?
Yeah.
The original Balducci's, the guy was amazing.
Yeah. And then, there was a little...
He had recipes that were like killer.
Okay.
And then some people bought. They took over.
And they, whatever.
It wasn't, it was, they had the little difficulty. But, like Will says, they had difficulties.
They had difficulties. But now
it's under new management.
Yeah.
And the new owners are awesome.
So what I like about him is that he's actually very, very sociable.
He is.
He speaks to you when you walk in there. Hey, how you doing? Very How's attentive. It going? Very attentive.
And not only that, they have the recipes.
They do.
They've got it going on. Yeah. We love to order the sweet and spicy chicken calzone with the extra Parmesan cheese toasted on the top, right inside their brick oven.
Okay.
And it's just an amazing spot to go to. We highly recommend Balducci's in Salem, New Hampshire.
Yes, check out Balducci's in Salem, New Hampshire for the restaurant of the week.
OMG.
Oh,
delicious.
You.
I love it.
Think about it, okay? Mm-hmm. Where we ourselves get into mastermind groups. And there's people that have called, like, worldwide asking, hey, I'm going through this or I'm going through that. Can you walk me through this?
Yeah.
So you think about it. Because of the influence that we have with each other within the circles that we get into in terms of trying to elevate our thoughts and do these things, it's, like Evan said, it's open. It's not just in your backyard, but you're talking about, you're able to talk to people in Japan. If you want to talk to someone in England, there's people that are all the time trying to elevate themselves. And so you can, coaching, like Evan said, it goes beyond. And I don't care who you are. I don't care where you are, whether you're low level or high level CEO, whoever you are, everybody has a coach.
Well, let me tell you something. There is so many successful people. I mean, ultra successful, whatever they do, financially or whatever it may be, all those people have coaches.
Yes.
They do.
The smart ones do.
The smart ones do. But everyone should have one and, just find yourself there.
The truth is we never stop learning. We never stop expanding, and that's what it's all about. It's all about growth and expansion. So how do you do that? Well, you get up every day knowing that you're going to learn something new. Mm-hmm. Every time you open your eyes, it's to learn something new.
So you hold yourself accountable to learn something new.
This is the truth. You find someone that can help you do that. And there's nothing wrong with that.
If you're listening to this podcast right now, you're taking a first step right there, right? You're seeking. There's something that you're seeking. Right. And I think a lot of people can relate to that. You're seeking something, whether it just be positive energy. Maybe you're surrounded by some people that, that just aren't getting it, that just aren't getting you, et cetera. But now you're seeking, you're looking for something. What are you looking for in here? Right. That is usually step number one. That's a huge indicator that you're ready to move on to the next level. Right. Because you can't get to the next level without taking the steps. And one of them is accountability.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. Y'all.
Oh, my God. That was awesome. Good. Yeah. Let me give it a.
How does it do?
Man, that was slamming.
I love it.
I love it.
And that's not a sample. That is not a sample.
It's not. That was live and in color.
Evan Silverio.
Yeah.
Original.
Can we get another one?
I love it.
That was awesome. So, Evan touched on a point that's interesting. There is people that are looking. They're there. I mean, I know a lot of people that have reached out. And they're seeking a better way. they're seeking a better way. And I think that as we travel through these years, particularly last year and into this year and what's happening around us, people are reflecting. They're like, I think I'm ready. Oh, I know I'm ready. And they're looking for path. They're looking for being accountable for the thoughts that they have in their mind. I mean, last week was amazing to have a 12-year-old.
Yes.
Who holds himself accountable.
Yeah, by the way, can I mention something?
Yes, of course.
Last week, he said that, I think it was, he said, it was something about Shia LaBeouf. I think, it was Shia LaBeouf. And I said, yeah, Shia LaBeouf is right. And he's rapping and he's on the tech and whatever show. I just want to say, I know that it's the Sway and Tech show.
Because you said Sway.
I didn't say Sway. I said whatever. Show. So before Sway one day says to me, yeah, that little show, you, the vibe you're in, Will and whoever, you know, he might not even have me on his show because I'm like tech and whatever.
No. Did I pick that up mentally? Because I was like, the Sway show.
Because it goes together.
So, right.
But, you know, is it, you know.
No, it's okay.
So I take it back. Sway, I apologize.
That's okay, man. A public apology.
Another one.
Sway understands. I'm getting good at this. Hey, man. Sway, he understands that we're starting this thing, so he's good.
Okay.
So you know what? To go back to that, I mean, it was enlightening to see how accountable he holds himself at 12 years old.
Right.
You know, it's crazy.
Now the kid is no joke. And now that we're talking about that, bringing it back for a second, the movie that he was in is called Jester's Tale, in case anyone's looking for it.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Right.
You know, something that you mentioned earlier was, finding the way, right? Our listeners are trying to find the way, and I say our listeners because I'm on the podcast and I want to be like you guys.
But you're just as good.
You are our very own brother. There is
no right way, which is the real amazing thing about life.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice on this podcast, we're not going to give you the way. There is no way. Here's what you're supposed to do. There's only the positive way because you're going to get positive results.
Right.
And, you know, this topic just so happens to be one of those factors. Now, there's several factors that will increase the odds of you living a balanced, a purposeful life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we're doing, right, is telling you the different things of, hey, there is and I know Michael's going to think about the laws, you know. Can you preach on it a little bit?
Immutable laws. And I don't preach, I just tell it like it is.
Well, tell it like it is, Pastor.
Well, you're hitting it right. I mean, you're hitting it right. You know, the ways are mysterious. Just when we think it's one way, it comes up another way.
Right.
We use a vehicle, we think it's taking us in this direction. All of a sudden, life hits you really hard and that vehicle is gone and you find yourself on foot and you find yourself at the place you want to be. Out of nowhere.
You know, I just find that in most cases, it's in someone. It's inside of them. It's already there. They just have to identify it. They have to identify what they're looking to do. And be accountable to that thought in their mind.
Yeah. So the way to find an accountability partner, it should be someone you know, like, and trust. We already mentioned that. And they should also be on the same mindset as you. Why would you think that's important, Mr. Evan Silverio?
Well, you have to surround yourself, right? Any good book is going to tell you have to surround yourself around like-minded people who are headed in the right direction. You can surround yourself around the opposite, the negative-minded people, and you will head in that direction. It really is a choice of which direction do you want to pursue and ultimately surround yourself around those people. But just, again, if we're thinking about accountability, right, trust is a huge factor, but that person also has to be accountable.
Right.
Right? So you have to seek another accountable person, a person that you can trust, a person, like you said earlier, that isn't going to be judgmental because that's not their job. Their job is not to judge you. Their job is to say, okay, what is it that you told me to do? You want me to wake you up at what time? You want me to remind you? You want me to check in to see if all the goals that you told me you wanted to hit, you hit, right? You want me to encourage you, right? That's the accountability partner that you're looking for.
This is true. That is so true. It can go both ways. So you can find someone that wants the same thing. So you're accountable to each other, You know, the beauty in that, in what I just said, is that the best way to do it, if you have a spouse at home, if it starts at home and you can do this with your spouse, man, it's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. I mean, I know who my accountability partner is.
We wonder who that is.
I am not going to say.
Right now she's saying, she's showing me her fist.
You better say my name, fool. No, but it is true, man. That's the beauty of it. That's that start. The accountability partner is right, probably sitting next to you.
That is true. Yeah. And where there is no accountability, there is no responsibility. And Sunday Adelaja said that.
Robert Kiyosaki said, "You and only you are responsible for your life choices and decisions." We've been talking about this the entire episode.
Responsibility is a real heavy responsibility. You know what I mean?
That was from a movie.
It was.
What movie was that?
That was Cheech.
Michael got a cigar in his mouth, like out of nowhere. It just appeared.
That's right.
Cool. Yeah, to be able to say it.
That's right.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm glad you said cigar.
The other one would have been
you know what? Cheech and Chong. Now that you said cigar, I want to shout out our cigar buddy in Florida.
That's right. Did you know he sent us some cigars?
No way. Where are they?
They're not here yet.
Us seems like a lot of people.
It's a pack.
Seems like two.
No. What's the name of this company?
Monte de Leon Cigars.
Yeah.
Shout out to them. They're awesome.
Yeah. They're very good.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. Now that we said cigars, every time we say cigar in our show, we're going to say
Monte de Leon Cigar.
There you go.
With an at in front of it. Look them up, Instagram.
So, Michael.
Yes.
What do you have to say to our audience to be held accountable, or some of the steps they should take with regards to accountability?
First of all, you got to take full responsibility for yourself.
Okay.
You have to take responsibility for yourself. It's no one else's fault. It's your life. It's your life to handle. And whatever happens, it's because you're making it happen. Remember, we create our lives as we go along. So throw the blame game out the window. That's what I have to say. Because it's you and only you that can make things happen. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Can I say this on the air? Michael Santana is the Michael Jordan of accountability. In my eyes, in terms of...
Well, thank you. Thank you for the vote of confidence.
And Will, that means that says nothing about you.
I am in awe of this statement.
I'm in awe of Michael Santana and his regimen on a daily basis.
Yeah. Well, the fact that he gets up at 4 a.m., right?
Well, you and I were joking, mm-hmm. right? Because Michael had a crazy schedule today.
He did.
And Will was like, hey, maybe we should reschedule today's podcast. And Michael said no.
No, because he holds
himself accountable.
Yeah, you guys are too much.
That's serious.
I agree. So I agree. No, there's no punchline. We're just discussing.
We're discussing
the fact. Yeah.
You guys are me, so I'm waiting for it. But I thank you though. I appreciate that.
Well,
coming from you, Evan Saverio, that's a big deal to me. Because I know exactly who you are, and I appreciate that.
And I'm pretty sure most of the listeners here that know and understand Michael Santana, I think that everybody would agree with me.
I agree.
Oh, wow, thank you.
Hey, I'm in the podcast with him, so I totally agree with what you just said. Well, he holds me accountable to be on this mic.
Well, coming from both of you, I appreciate that.
Oh, man, the love is everywhere. No,
both of you guys are each other's accountability partners.
I think your spouses would
be jealous.
Oh, they're going to love that one.
You see, he set us up nice.
Yeah.
He set us up.
It's going to be an interesting evening.
You didn't even see it coming.
Oh, my Lord.
All right, so let's go back to what accountability encourages growth. Let's just say that.
Right.
We're looking forward to go up another level. We're trying to make quantum leaps. You want to make a quantum leap and take yourself up another notch or two or three? Number one, when you do find that person that you know, like, and trust, and you hand them over your tasks, and you say, this is what I'm trying to do,
mm-hmm.
you have to communicate your goals clearly, right?
Yeah, because if they're going to help you, they need to know exactly where you want to end up.
Right. So you have to be... concise. It's no different than when you say to the universe, this is what I want. You have to be clear and concise. You have to, it can't be vague.
I'm going to pause you there for a minute. You just mentioned something that I think the audience would really like to listen to. When you said that you got to put it out there in the universe.
Yes.
Just explain that so that the listeners understand what that power is as far as where your mind is and how you bring that out.
Well, I mean, think about it. I've heard it put this way. When you put out a message to the universe, when you're meditating, you know, when you're talking, and some people say energy, some people say God. I happen to say God.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're meditating, you're saying, this is what I want.
Right.
You have to be clear and concise. You don't just, you know, write a text messages with A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and then have the other person on the other side try to figure out the message.
Yeah.
Then you have to write out a message mm-hmm. and say, this is what I want. This is, you have to be that clear.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to get exactly what you put into that message is what's going to come back. So that's what we're talking about when we talk about, you know, putting it out in there into the universe. And no different than when you get an accountability partner. You have to be clear, concise. Don't try to be shady and vague and say, I'm going to try to hide a couple of things from this person.
I think the minute you do that, you've just told yourself you don't trust that person to say the things that you have to say.
That's what I was getting at. Yeah. So it has to be somebody that you know is not going to judge you.
Right.
You know is going to push you and help you and is someone that's going to want to see you succeed. So you're going to want to just put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it. Just put it out there. Because every day your tasks are going to change anyways.
Sure.
You're going to start with 3 or 4 tasks one day. And the next day they're going to be, once you go through those tasks, you have more tasks until you finish your goal.
And if you have issues with kind of going through that motion, it's all baby steps. I always preach that. Not that I'm a preacher. But I find that it's so pivotal for me personally. That's the route I took. It's baby steps. One step at a time, one goal at a time gets you to where you want to go. So if you're looking for someone who's, you know, you're looking to be accountable to something in your mind, take those small steps. It doesn't have to be giant steps because a lot of people, if it's too giant, if it's too big, they get discouraged. Small. One step at a time, one step at a time, and certainly you'll get to that promised land.
This is the truth.
I find it extremely interesting that we're thinking about accountability, or this topic came up in this week, because in my own life, in my own business, I'm currently setting up and I'll talk about that because we're all family here and we're all in good intention, but I'm setting up a board of advisors, which I've never done before. I'm interviewing people to come on this board. It would be a board of 4 people, but we've never had that at our business, at our agency. And really, it's people that I don't know. I'm going to pay them on a quarterly basis to hold me accountable, and also critique our agency from the outside.
Wow.
Wow.
So
talk about vulnerability. And not that you have anything to worry about, I don't think.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Yeah, but that what he's trying to accomplish there is he's looking for growth.
Exactly.
Okay, he's looking for growth and he's like, okay, I can grow myself because I know what I'm doing. But why don't I have other people look from the outside in and see where I need to go?
That's exactly what we're talking about.
So experienced people who've already gone through the ringer that you're going through.
Right.
Right. You can have confidence. You can be as confident as you want to say, I can grow this on my own. Or you can do the responsible thing and say, hey, let me get some help and maybe I can grow there faster than I would on my own.
Right. So there's a second step to what we were just discussing.
Well, I mean, the second and third steps are the same.
Mm-hmm.
Step 2 would be join a mastermind group.
Okay.
We have a focus group that we do every week. I mean, we've seen exponential growth over 3.5 years.
Thursdays at 10 a.m., right?
Yeah. And if I don't want to overstep my bounds here, but if they could DM you and you would send them over the Zoom link.
This is true.
Yeah, yeah.
This is
true. Or email us at thevibeyourein@gmail.com.
This is true.
Yeah. So just explain the focus group for some of our new listeners.
The focus group is a forum where we meet once a week and we talk about these same topics that we talk every week in and out, we study them. Yeah. It's important to study. It's not, we don't just study them, we live them. Mm-hmm. And this is why we do it, because it ups our game. I look forward to it every week.
Oh, I do too. And it's interesting to see the growth
right.
of some of our focus group peeps.
And the invaluable input that you yeah. get from different, for example, we met, first of all, when we started, it was just realtors. And I know I've mentioned this before,
right.
but then it opened up. You know, so it's insurance agents and there's attorneys and there's loan officers and it's business based for the most part. But we know that universal laws
What's
are
interesting,
across the board.
There's people that are joining us that are not necessarily in our professions.
Right.
But they're working in other places.
They're not even in our same agencies.
Exactly. And so they're looking for something for themselves.
Right.
And they may not own a company, they may not own a business, but they have something cooking in their mind.
They're looking to elevate.
And they're looking to elevate. So we talked about, we went through two steps of the accountability encourages growth. There's an interesting third step.
Yes, there is.
It's a personal step. It may not resonate with some of our listeners, but
we'll introduce it to them.
Yeah, we'll explain it too.
So back when, before the focus group,
yeah,
we've always held our little mastermind groups.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't even called that.
It wasn't a mastermind.
It had a name.
It had a name. So mm-hmm. we called it Thursday Billy's.
Yeah, Thursday Billy. So shout out to Billy Pozo.
That's right. Who should have been here?
Who should have been here? But yeah. That's okay. We'll get you in the next episode.
That's my right hand man.
Yeah, that's my Michael's brother. Much love for you. So it's really called Thursday Billy, and so. Yeah, there was some libations involved.
There was.
Which is okay.
Well, it all started because we were, Benicia and I were hanging out in our kitchen, normally on Thursdays, and he mm-hmm. knew it. And back then he was making his rounds before hitting up all the, jumping around at night to the different bars
or
whatever. And he knew that we would be sitting there. So there'd be a knock at the door.
Dun, dun, dun.
And it would be Billy.
Hey,
so
Billy, it's
Benicia
Thursday.
Benicia started saying... One Thursday, there was a knock on the door, and sure enough, she goes, "That's Thursday Billy." And I said, "What do you mean?" She goes,
"Leave it
every
leave
Thursday.
It to
you didn't notice
to
that there's
a
knock on the door." And I said, and I opened the door, and there he was. It was Billy. So we would sit around mm-hmm. every Thursday, and we would just throw ideas on the table.
I was a participant.
It grew, and we just started. It was like a focus group.
It was
the original focus group was Thursday Billy's. We just throw ideas at the on the table and see what we can add to these ideas. And it was awesome.
Yeah, a lot that's happening in your world and Venetia's world and our world and Evan's world was, it just came down to that, sitting with people, like-minded people, who really wanted to grow.
Right.
Wanted to understand what growth was and have people that would hold them accountable. When that idea came up in those conversations, you damn well sure knew that there was someone there that was going to hold you accountable to that. You know, right. this is a good idea. And you're like, oh, wow, that is a good idea. Well, I'm going to start it tomorrow. The next day you would get someone to call you and say, how are you going to do this?
Yep.
So
people you know, like, and trust.
Right.
I have to say that
I love it.
That's a very lucky group that you have, that we have, that, and for the listeners out there, if you have anybody that's like that, like-minded, et cetera, that's a precious, precious thing.
Absolutely.
And I think sometimes we take it for granted, but hold on to that, mm-hmm. because without those people, the world, you know, it's just a little darker. You know, but having those people around, that's what pushes us forward.
Yeah, it's a blessing, because really that's what gets you to the next level.
This is true. And then sometimes you're going to be away from people. Mm-hmm. And that takes us to number four.
Yes.
Hold yourself accountable at all times, even when you're away from your accountability partners or your like-minded friends.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find yourself, sometimes you're just going to be away from people.
Sure.
You still have to hold yourself accountable, because at the end of the day, you're going to an accountability partner so that one day you don't have the accountability partner and you're doing these things on your own. What you're doing is you're exchanging bad habits for good habits. And once the good habits are instilled in you, then you're off and running on your own. So that means that when no one's looking, you have to have integrity. You have to keep doing what you're supposed to be doing. Or what is the use, right? Why are you going to try to elevate yourself if when you're by yourself, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
So is this the same thing as when you go on vacation with your family, that you're having a good time? Because I've been there before, and somehow it's 1, 2, 3 in the morning, and we're still, I guess, talking. And somehow you get up at 4, whatever it is, and you still run your operation as you see fit in the morning?
I do. I've made a
commitment. I've got to say that's interesting.
And it's, yeah, I've made that commitment. And my eyes open. That's what it is.
Walk us through that.
I've made a commitment that I'm going to have that conversation at 3:55 a.m. I'm going to ask for guidance, and that guidance is going to guide me for the rest of that day. And I do it because I've committed to it, and that's just right. What it is. So do I get tired?
Of course.
So, but sometimes I get up 3:55. I will do my meditation. I will still write out my goals. And then maybe I'll say, you know what? I'm going to go back and take a nap. And then I'll
get up
and I'll study. You know what I mean? And that normally does happen, Will, when we go away and we have fun.
Well, that is called,
there's nothing wrong with
that is called
fun.
holding yourself accountable.
This is true.
I use the law of attraction planner, and I don't know if that's something that you've ever mentioned on the show, but that's something that has been extremely useful to me. It actually asks questions of me, which you have to be honest when answering, and you have to be committed to that planner. And if you're committed to that planner, I would say you're accountable, because it takes work to be committed to that planner, right? If you're not committed to the planner, well, you're probably not accountable, and you may need the assistance of an accountability partner.
So just to go back, it's called the
Law of Attraction Planner.
And you can get that where?
I think they sell it on Amazon.
I could only imagine they probably do.
Yeah.
They do.
I've heard of it. I've never used it. It's a great tool, because it's an advice that you're giving, and we see your growth. So thank you for sharing that with the audience. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Evan put me onto it a few years ago, and I did do it for a couple of years. It was awesome. The questions are
so it asks very... it asks you questions that you answer in the morning and at night.
No, they ask you direct questions about your life, like what are your goals, what are your specific goals, but it gets deep.
It gets
so deep that you feel like it's almost like invasive, but you're like, wait a second, there's nobody here. You know, but it's so deep that you feel that way. So it's like, because you start putting pen to paper and you realize, if anybody sees this, this is very vulnerable stuff. You know what I mean? So I tried it for a couple of years. And then what I've done is, I've gone back to old school, and
just a notebook.
It's just a straight notebook, because like Evan says, you evolve and you start saying, you know what, I know exactly what I want. And all my study notes and all everything is just in these notebooks. Are like, to me, they're like treasure, because it's everything that I've learned, everything that, you know what I mean? But everybody has their way of doing things. And
I went 3 years while doing the Law of Attraction. On the fourth year, which was, I think, last year, I didn't need it, but then coming into this year, I needed to refocus and ask those questions again to myself, because like Michael said, it does evolve and you do change. Whatever your goals are 5 years ago, they're not the same that they are now, and nor will they be the same 5 years in the future.
They shouldn't be.
They will change. and you need to constantly be asking these questions. And I'm saying 5 years. It's probably going to be 2 years. I put 2-year goals. But that's an example of why I went back to the planner, was just saying, hey, I've completed a lot of those goals. Things have shifted. My life has shifted. My mentality has shifted. I have matured. And let me go through this process again. So I'm back on the planner. It wasn't for lack of accountability. It was for refocusing and to continue the accountability.
It's an awesome planner.
It's an awesome thing that you just said. You're using the planner again, and it's because you needed that refocus, and it's okay. That's what I want people to understand. It's okay to go back to the things that work for you. No matter where you are in your life, no matter what you're doing, no matter the steps that you saw or the steps that you're going through, it's okay to go back and say, whoa, what was working for me back then that I could possibly use to go through the journey I'm going through now or trying to accomplish. So that's great advice. Thank you.
And I think that what you said has a lot of bearing where your results, you're going to know that right there, that is the test. Are you accomplishing what you have in your head? And if you are, you are accountable.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're accomplishing it and you're seeing you're accountable. But if you're not, that's right. What we're talking about.
Right.
Right. If you're not seeing the results, if you're not and you're frustrated and you feel a little bit stuck and you're saying, it's just not, then that's where, hey, you need to do something. There's an action, there's a step that you're missing. And the accountability partner, the accountability aspect might be that.
The challenge.
This is the truth. And before we get away from the law of attraction planner that you're talking about, I want to give him a shout out because it's the Freedom Mastery Law of Attraction Planner.
That's what it's called?
Yeah, 100%. There's thousands of law of attraction planners. But you want the Freedom Mastery Law of Attraction Planner. That's the one that Evan had put me onto. And nice. I think it is a really good one. And I've actually told other people about it. It's that good.
That's awesome. Thank you for the info.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
People with an accountability partner are 85 to 95% more likely to accomplish their goals. Now, this is from Annie Dell.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other statistics out there that say something like this. If you go on your own and you try to do it, it's probably like 10% likely that you're going to make it happen.
Interesting.
If I tell you about it, just tell you, it's probably like maybe 20 to 25% that I'll make it happen. If I tell you and say, hey, I commit to do it, then maybe 50% because I told you that I'll commit to do it.
Got it.
But if I actually say, Will, I want you to be my accountability partner. Here is my list of the things that I'm going to do, and I want you to watch me do this. 85 to 95%.
That's crazy.
That it will happen. You tell me that that's not powerful. That's some powerful stuff.
It is powerful. Absolutely. The way I see it is take full responsibility for yourself. Throw the blame game out the window. It is you and only you that can make things shake and move in your life. No one else. An accountability partner is meant to enhance what is already inside of you. And I totally agree with that.
This is true.
Evan, thoughts? Give us some knowledge from the Evan Silverio mind.
Well, I'm gonna come from a different angle.
No, that's good.
Which is basically, don't worry if you fail. Don't worry if you hire an accountability partner and you mess up or that person messes up. It doesn't matter. Why? Because if you did that, you're probably gonna say, hey, I need to do this again, and I need to do this again, and I need to do this again. Because that's the type of person that you are. If you did it once, you're going to go back and want to do it again. And you're going to want to do it again. And you're going to want to do it again. The problem is starting. The problem is going to make that first step. But if you're already making that first step, doesn't matter if you fail, right? Which I think is very critical because I think you hear us and you say, oh, well, they've had some successes or they're that type of personality. They're that type of people. We're not.
No,
I
not at
constantly
all.
Fail.
We've been through all that and continue to grow and be that's okay.
It's a whole nother podcast on that.
Matter of fact, in the focus group, I admitted to you guys, I don't have an accountability partner because I
every
really
little
don't.
Thing
it's
gonna
can you
be
repeat
all
it?
Right.
Can you repeat? I don't feel like I want to give out my explanation every single time I fail to somebody.
I have a confession to make.
Wait.
I used to call Evan to try to wake him up in the morning.
That's right.
And what he would say to you?
He would not answer the phone.
He's like, it's
one.
Too,
and
it's
I would
too,
send them
it's
text
too cold.
Messages.
It's too cold outside my bed.
I would send them text messages of people working out. And Evan would send me Z's. He was proud of it.
100%.
He said, you know what?
And but that's the difference. Is I would admit to Michael, nah,
yeah,
that wasn't
still
happening.
Yeah,
yeah, he
that
would
wasn't
tell me,
happening.
He would. He didn't care. He would say, I hope your workout was great.
But you know what happened? But you know what happened? Is I did get up.
You did.
I did get up. No, Michael. right. know anything. I just, I knew that I wanted it and I did want it, but it had to come from me. The accountability did not work for me. It just 100% had to be for me. And the law of attraction, actually, planner, helped me, right? I put it down. I wrote it down. I said I wanted to accomplish this. It did not happen right away. You know, months later.
You planted
later,
the seed.
Yeah. I did. And that's all it takes.
I planted
that's
emojis.
That's why. Michael tried to help me. It did not work.
Well, he
failed.
Kevin was like, you know what? Fail. I'm going to hold myself accountable. But those texts may have helped a little bit.
No, the little emojis.
I was embarrassed.
And the hand
I was
claps.
Embarrassed.
And let's go.
Yeah.
Rise and shine.
I was like, right away.
Yeah. Hey, it's tough to get at that time.
That's cool.
I still struggle with it.
No, but I'm good now. So I at it, the time
you're the,
I was
you're the
struggling.
6 o'clock guy.
At the time I was struggling.
Well, he's a 6 o'clock guy.
Yeah. I asked Michael for his help and ignored the help. But I have to admit again, Michael was on point with his help.
Well, he was holding himself accountable to call your ass.
I was, and it was okay. I mean, like you said, at the end of the day, when you were ready, you did what you had to do. Yeah. And that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, so it's basically saying, you know what, if you're ready, do it now.
Yeah.
Just get it done.
As long as you have that assessment, as long as you are 100% true to yourself.
And the last thing we want to say is, don't blame other people, because it's going to come right back to you.
Right.
And when you take full responsibility for yourself, you take your power back to transform your life.
If you love this episode and you do not want to miss another episode, hit that subscribe button.
Yes, yes, y'all.
We are on Spotify,
Apple Podcasts,
Audible,
and now we're on
iHeartRadio.
Yes,
thank
yes,
you,
y'all.
Everyone who has been listening, who's been downloading. Your downloads, your listen has gotten us into iHeartRadio. Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Special shout out to someone who blessed me with a book, or blessed us both with a book.
Two copies.
Jose Valera, realtor, good friend of us, actually blessed me with a book today. I met him at a walkthrough.
An awesome book.
Yeah. And so
I'm excited.
The word walkthrough means that we're about to have a closing. And his client wanted to see the house for the last time before they buy their home, their dream home. The book is from Dr. Wayne W. Dyer, and it's called The Power of Intention.
Great book. I'm excited
Thank
to
you,
have it
Jose.
In my collection.
That's a true blessing for you to be able to come. I've never gone to a walkthrough and gotten a book, and so that was near and dear to me. So thank you. I'm looking forward to reading this book, and I'm looking forward to having conversations
thank
with you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And we want to give a shout out while we're at it to Mary Denman out in South Carolina. Thank you for listening. Mary, you are awesome.
Thank you so much for listening.
She's
wow.
a professional photographer, by the way.
Ooh,
look
I can't
her up
wait.
If you're in South Carolina.
Our sponsor,
The Enchantment Room, which is at Froggy's Party Pad. And if you need more information on The Enchantment Room, where your fantasies come true, it's www.froggyspartypad.com.
Thank you so much for giving us the Rufo.
Over our head.
Over our head for our podcast. And thank you for sponsoring, because you make us sound great.
Because of Short Fuse.
Thank you so much, Short Fuse. And like we always say,
we're over and
out.
Yes, yes, y'all.
I love it. I feel it inside.